in the limelight.
According to a newly released account from the CIA, Donald Trump's fact-free approach to the presidency created unprecedented challenges for intelligence officials responsible for briefing him. We'll prepare for you an article written by Richard Luscombe under the heading, CIA Report Says Trump's Fact-Free Approach Caused Briefing Challenges. The article has been published by the British newspaper The Guardian. According to a newly released account from the CIA, former US President Donald Trump's fact-free approach to the presidency created unprecedented challenges for intelligence officials responsible for briefing him. The report states that the 55th president's chaotic and freewheeling style and his disinclination to read anything put in front of him resulted in the Presidential Daily Briefing, or PDB, a crucial security update, including information about potential threats to the United States, being delivered more regularly to Vice President Mike Pence instead. By the middle of Donald Trump's term in office, his briefings were reduced to two weekly sessions of 45 minutes each. Briefings were discontinued altogether after the deadly insurrection on 6th of January, which was sparked by Donald Trump urging his supporters to march on the U.S. Capitol in a failed attempt to overturn his defeat by Joe Biden. The analysis comes in a 40-page unclassified update to the CIA's Getting to Know the President, a publication that chronicles efforts to brief presidents-elect through transition periods and into office for every administration since 1952. The new chapter, posted to the CIA website, concludes, "For the intelligence community, the Trump transition was far and away the most difficult in its historical experience with briefing new presidents." The CIA website added, "Trump was like Richard Nixon, suspicious and insecure about the intelligence process, but unlike Nixon in the way he reacted. Rather than shut the intelligence community out, Donald Trump engaged with it but attacked it publicly." Richard Nixon, who resigned in 1974 after the Watergate scandal, refused to accept any intelligence from the CIA and received briefings instead from trusted insiders, such as his national security advisor and later his Secretary of State, Henry Kissinger. Donald Trump regularly assailed intelligence officials and famously chose to believe the Russian President Vladimir Putin over agencies, including the CIA, which concluded that Russia had meddled in the 2016 presidential election. The CIA report's author, retired career intelligence officer John L. Helgeson, said briefers achieved only limited success in their mission to deliver timely and relevant intelligence to Donald Trump and to establish a working relationship with him. Mike Pence, by contrast, was a six-day-a-week reader who made efforts to try to keep Donald Trump focused. The vice president urged briefers to lean forward on maps in graphics-heavy presentations much shorter than those presented to Donald Trump's predecessors, and would sometimes ask leading questions during joint sessions with Trump so the president would hear his concerns. Retired career intelligence officer John Helgeson suggests Mike Pence's efforts were largely unsuccessful, According to the CIA report, James Clapper, a former director of the National Intelligence, said Donald Trump was prone to fly off on tangents and said, "There might be only 8 or 9 minutes of real intelligence in an hour's discussion." Additionally, James Clapper said, while the intelligence community worked with evidence, Donald Trump was fact-free. Evidence doesn't cut it with him. Helgeson writes, "Trump preferred that the briefer take the lead and summarize the key points and important items from the day since they had last had a session." The presidential daily briefing was published every day, but because Donald Trump received the briefing only 2 or 3 times a week, he relied on the briefer to orally summarize the significance of the most important issues. Perhaps unsurprisingly, the subject to which Donald Trump paid most attention were China and developments involving Russia and Ukraine. The first of the former president's 2 impeachments was for pressing Ukraine to investigate his political rival Joe Biden, then his likely 2020 election opponent. He was also investigated for allegedly colluding with Russia. The CIA report states, a few subjects and areas of the world were notable by their relative absence, adding, regarding Europe, only NATO budget issues, Turkey and approaching elections in France and Germany stimulated much discussion. Latin America, Africa and Southeast Asia received almost no attention. Overall, Helgeson believes the briefing process barely survived Donald Trump's presidency. Helgeson noted, he publicly criticized the outgoing directors of National Intelligence and the CIA and disparaged the substantive work and integrity of the intelligence agencies. From the outset, it was clear that the intelligence community was in for a difficult time. The system worked, but it struggled.